This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You wanted to talk this week about television programs that few people are watching, but maybe more should, or you hoped more would.
Yeah, you know, I was looking back at some of the popular shows of the past, you know, 20, 30 years, and the one that comes to mind the most is Cheers. The first season, it was in the bottom of the ratings.
Dead last. Dead last of all the shows on the three networks.
Right. At the time, three networks. And then it went on to become one of the most popular shows in history. Seinfeld was a summer show that started as a little four-episode run and became arguably one of the best shows in history. And
MASH was near cancellation after its first year on CBS.
Mm-hmm. So we have a history of neglecting some really great shows early on. And the thing about it is that the difference between then and now is that if they didn't, Cheers would have been canceled after a month,
mm-hmm.
As would some of the other ones that we mentioned, because now it's so disposable, they just drop them. So, you know, it's kind of sad in a way because sometimes shows can't get their footing.
Although I think it depends where you are, because some of the most critically acclaimed shows are on NBC. And last time I checked, about seven people were watching NBC.
Right.
Apparently me included.
They don't have anything to lose. So,
right.
I mean, if you wanted to have a new show, your best bet would try to be on NBC because, you know, they don't have anything to lose. But at the same point, you know, they've got The Voice on now a couple of nights a week.
Which is a sort of an American Idol sort of reality talent contest. And that's doing well.
Yeah, it's far better than Idol. But, you know, my point being that takes up two or three nights now. So that's cut something else of a possibility for another show to come on. I mean, last fall, NBC's big thing that they were promoting was like the Playboy Club. And that lasted maybe three episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't fly.
So what are you watching that you're afraid not enough people are watching to keep on the air?
Well, two that are on right now that I really like, and one is High Camp, and then the other one I know you like. The High Camp one that I think came out of the gate swinging, and it's actually quite good, is GCB on ABC.
Now, that's a Sunday night program, and
right.
It takes place in Texas.
It takes place right in outside of Dallas, I think.
And you said it's High Camp. It's kind of this soap opera
about these
women who are friends but enemies.
Yeah, and it's got a really funny cast, and the timing is kind of impeccable to come out of the gate like that. But it also has Darren Star from Sex and the City, and it's got a bunch of people behind it. And
when it was leading up to its premiere episode, I happened to be in Houston at the time. I couldn't get away from this. Every newspaper had something about it. Every television show in Houston mm-hmm. It seemed like it was going to be a big hit, but the ratings have not been strong.
It's just been, you know, okay. They're also hurt because Sunday nights are so packed.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is delivering the laughs like a lot of stuff isn't right now. The other one is also a Sunday night show, and it's The Killing. And I think last night included, or Sunday night included, it was fantastic. And that's probably part of their own fault, because it's kind of slipped off the radar. And
this was a program that didn't really have a huge audience in its first season, but had critics. And the people that were watching just, they swore by this program. Then, of course, this much publicized finale last year that left many people cold. And I think it's only received like a third of the viewers that it had in its first season. So that would not be a good sign, because a third of its viewers, even on a basic cable channel, not many.
Yeah, I mean, its saving grace probably is that it is on AMC and they can take creative risk. But for a show that is the lead-in to Mad Men, it should be delivering much bigger numbers than it does. And honestly, I mean, if you can get past that annoying cliffhanger last year, it's delivered this year. It's engaging television, and it's good to watch. I mean, so I do wish that more people would watch it. But, you know, I have a history of loving shows that a lot of people aren't watching. Some of my favorite ones, NBC had a comedy dramedy for years I think it made three seasons, but it was Ed. Mm-hmm. Tom Cavanaugh and Julie Bowen. That was a fantastic show nobody watched. And, you know, they also had a series. I actually never watched it, but it always had that issue, which was Friday Night Lights. I mean, they constantly were begging people to watch Friday Night Lights and save it. And it was really the core group that saved it. And one of my all-time favorite shows on CBS was Picket Fences, and it never got probably above 60th in the ratings, even after winning Emmy after Emmy after Emmy.
If I could wave a magic wand and save two shows that I'm afraid might be on the chopping block, they're, again, both on NBC. One is the situation comedy called Community.
Okay, explain this to me.
It's hard. It's an acquired taste. And as it's sometimes very high concept, and there have been episodes where they just explored six different realities based on a knock on the door. It gets a small audience now, and it's not going to get bigger, because if you happen to tune in to the last few for the first time,
anything that goes
you
on
wouldn't
understand.
Right. So I have resigned myself that this show will not make it for a fourth season. And another NBC series that I really like is Parenthood. Mm. And, you know, not much spectacular happens on it, but it seems to deal with relationships between siblings, sons and daughters, in-laws, in a very respectful nature. It's on Tuesday nights. But it, too, is lost in the shuffle. I'm afraid it might not make it to another season. The good news in all of this, however, is that the return of Fear Factor lasted only like a couple of weeks. So there is hope.
That is I missed it. Well, I blinked and it was gone.
And that's okay. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.